This goes to Mary Beach, B-E-A-C-H, F like Frank, N like November, P like Practice, care of PACE, with all capitals, P-A-C-E, fax 989-953-5801, regarding Donna Haskell, it's H-A-S-K-E-L-L, date of birth June 14th of 1937. Dear Miss Beach, this is a consultation for Miss Haskell, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine for several years. Since 2018, her kidney function ranges between stage 4 and stage 3B chronic kidney disease. She states that she did see a nephrologist on the west side of the state near Newaygo a few years ago. They did lots of lab tests at that time, but she did not continue to follow up in that area. And then she has moved back home to Lake Michigan and now is under the care of PACE for medical and would like to establish with a nephrologist closer to home. Therefore, she's here. She did have a husband who was on hemodialysis many years ago in the ELMA unit, and she does have a strong preference not to have hemodialysis herself. And she expressed that to us. She's feeling quite well right now. She does have a long history of heart disease, ranging back to 1999. She had, at one point, an ejection fraction of 20 when reviewing old records. Although the patient is unable to give me that history, I had to get that out of her old cardiology note from um, 2019. She's currently feeling well. She's reestablishing with a local cardiologist in this area now, she's feeling well. She states she does have chronic urinary incontinence and wears undergarment protection, but no history of kidney stones, no UTIs. She's had diabetes for many years and high blood pressure. And she was diagnosed with cardiomyopathy with poor ejection fraction in 1999. She was ill with a COVID-19 infection in December of 2020, and she was hospitalized overnight and then released in very good condition. So she had a rather mild illness prior to even being able to get vaccinations. She has had quite a long history of high potassium levels, moderately high, and she does understand she's supposed to follow a low-potassium diet. She's not required any diuretics for fluid retention, she states. No need for oxygen use at home. She does have dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest, no cough or sputum production, no chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. She has occasional constipation without blood or melena. Urine is clear. She has urinary incontinence. Nocturia maybe once or twice a night. And no cloudiness or blood visualized. Extremities, she does have edema in the ankles. None in the feet, as she's wearing rather tight ankle socks today. Past medical history significant for type 2 diabetes, allergic rhinitis, anemia, hypertension, hard of hearing, and she has bilateral hearing aids, cardiomyopathy with a decreased ejection fraction, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, hyperlipidemia, hyperkalemia, macular degeneration, secondary hyperparathyroidism, and overactive bladder. Past surgical history, she had a cardiac catheterization in 1999. Then they placed an automated internal cardioverter defibrillator in 1999, and that's been replaced three times. Now she has a pacemaker with that in the most recent version. She's had she believes she's had her tonsils out, and she's had bilateral cataract removal. Social history, the patient is a widow. She is living alone. She's a non-smoker. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease and type 2 diabetes. Drug allergies, she has no known drug allergies. Medications, aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Carvedilol is 12.5 milligram twice a day. Detrol, 2 milligram daily. Glipizide, 10 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 20 milligram daily. Lovastatin, 20 milligram twice a day. Claritin, 10 milligram daily. Prilosec, 20 milligram daily. Preserve Vision, AREDS, one twice a day. Sustain eye drops as needed. Tums, 500 milligram, two daily. Vitamin D3, 5,000 units once daily. Also, she was recently restarted on metformin, 500 milligram once daily. She does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination. Height is 65.5 inches, weight 190 pounds, pulse 84, oxygen saturation 99% on room air, blood pressure is 132 over 62. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pupils are equal to and reactive to light and accommodation. Pharynx is clear. Neck is supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. She does have a palpable pacemaker AICD in the left upper chest area. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is obese, non-tender, slightly firm in the upper quadrants, very soft in the lower quadrants. No palpable masses or enlarged liver or spleen. Extremities, there's no edema in the feet or ankles up to where the stockings stop. Otherwise, she has 1-plus edema just above her stockings bilaterally. Pedal pulse is 2-plus, brisk capillary refill, a full sensation in both feet and ankles. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done May 16th of 2022. Creatinine was 1.9 with estimated GFR now down to 25. Prior to that, 11/5/21, creatinine 1.6 with GFR 31. April 17th, 2021, creatinine 1.83, GFR 26. 12/27/2020, creatinine 1.35, GFR 37. 11/19/2019, creatinine 1.36, GFR 37. August 29th of 2018, creatinine was 1.72, GFR 28. Her hemoglobin is 10.4 with normal white count, normal platelets. Sodium, this is on May 16th of this year. Sodium, 140. Potassium elevated at 5.7. Previous two levels were 5.2. Carbon dioxide is 26. Phosphorus mildly elevated at 4.9. Albumin 3.9, calcium 9.2, and 11/5 of 2021, liver enzymes were normal. Potassium was 4.7 at that time. Urinalysis, 11/5 of 2021, 2-plus protein, negative blood, and microalbumin to creatinine ratio is elevated at 541. And the last echocardiogram I can find records for was done April 14th of 2016. The ejection fraction was 45% with grade 1 diastolic dysfunction. She had a trace of mitral regurgitation. And things were much better. The previous study had been done May 28th of 2015, and the ejection fraction at that time was 20%, so that was quite an improvement. The patient does not believe she's had any further echocardiograms since the one in 2015 or 16. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to longstanding diabetes and cardiomyopathy with low ejection fraction, and hyperkalemia, moderate at this time. For the hyperkalemia, we'd like to add hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram once daily, That should not cause much urination, but should be helpful in eliminating the excessive potassium. We've also provided her with a low potassium diet information. We also recommend you hold the metformin 500 milligram daily, since once the estimated GFR is less than 30, it's recommended that metformin be held, since that could lead to lactic acidosis, ongoing use of metformin. So we would recommend holding that at this time. We'll continue to have lab studies done monthly, and she'll follow a low-salt, low-potassium diabetic diet, and she'll be rechecked up in the Mount Pleasant office in the next 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.